Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is the looking glass. Back way in the 18th century, and even back in the first century, mirrors were considered a looking glass. You'd go to the looking glass and you would see what you look like. Paul, the apostle, wrote to the church of Corinth in the first century, and he talked about the mystery of the looking glass. It says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. And then he goes on to say, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That's chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. So what's this ministry Paul is talking about? It's the ministry of the looking glass, or the mirror. I see four things that it talks about here that I thought might be interesting to you today. Let's break it down. When we look into a mirror, we should be seeing the glory of God, the glory of the Lord. When we do this, we are to come to the mirror with an open face, which means with no veil over our face and free of any attitudes, so we can see the image of God. Every time we look, we are changed from glory to glory, is what he says. Each glorious experience changes us, more of Jesus and less of us. So we need to go to the looking glass to see. And the looking glass itself, we see the same image over and over again, that of Jesus, for it is the Spirit that shows us. Now this looking glass is a metaphor for the Bible. The Bible is the looking glass. When it says about open faces, that we're supposed to come with open faces, it's referring to Moses. When Moses came down from the mountain and they couldn't stand to look at him because of the glory of God. They said, put a veil over your face. Now it talks about when you don't need a veil anymore. The veil is not needed anymore because we can look right into the glory of God and see Jesus. And as we do, we're transformed from glory to glory, from experience to experience. Every time we go to the scriptures, we see Jesus. We see him. So when we go to the looking glass, which is the Bible, we get more of Jesus and less of us. Here's what Paul told the Romans, chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. Isn't that great? It's the doctrine of change. It's you and me in the mirror, the looking glass. That's a great thing. It sure is. So today, I hope you'll catch the vision that if we want to be closer to Jesus, if we want to know who God is, if we want to be more like Jesus, we need to go to the Bible and see the Jesus, the God of the Bible. And there we'll experience his glory, and it will change our lives, and we'll get closer to him, and we'll become more like Jesus. And that fulfills the beginning of creation of man when he says, let us create man in our image and our likeness. And that's what happens. We are changed into his image. And then we walk on this earth shining our light that comes from him, because we've seen him in the scriptures, and we've fellowshipped with him, and we've walked with him and talked with him and worshiped him. That's a great thing. So do that today, won't you? Let God be God in you. See him and glorify him. This is the doctrine of change. And it's been a mystery for all these years, but now it's not. The mystery is that when we look into the looking glass, we see Jesus, and we from glory to glory get changed. Isn't that exciting? God bless you, and have a great day.